89. Our next governor, Bob Beaupre, is going to join us in a second. Talk about the state of the campaign as we head down the stretch. Getting a lot of national press. Big Washington Post piece this week about why and how Hickenlooper may lose. And, you know, our next guest has a big role in that as well. The appeal of Bob Beaupre, as we've all expected, the left now throwing the kitchen sink at him. You know, any time money can buy, they're buying to try to make Bob out to be some kind of monster. But I think people in Colorado know better than that. I don't think they're going to be able to define Bob Beaupre. Bob's done, I think, a very good job of defining himself, and I think the people get it, and will see this garbage from Hickenlooper and the left as being just that. You know, at least the people who are going to decide this election. Chris, is that Bob right now? Okay. We're waiting on our next governor, Bob Beaupre. By the way, if you wanted to see Bob and Mitt Romney and Cory Gardner and Mike Kaufman all together, along with other fine folks, they're going to be hanging out this afternoon at 4 o'clock over at Heritage High School in Littleton. Nice place over there, Heritage High. And so drop by. Spend some time with them 4 to 5:30 this afternoon. Doors open at 3 o'clock. Details and RSVP are online at bobbeaupre.com/Romney. If you go to the website, you'll find your way there. Let's go to the VIP line. Welcome our next governor, Bob Beaupre, back to 710 KNUS. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine, Dan. Sounds like you were just promoting a fun event.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it seems to me, as FAC goes, you don't hear that term that much anymore. I might be dating myself, FAC, but Friday Afternoon Club, it seems to me hanging out with you, Mitt Romney, Corey, Mike Kaufman, that could be a lot of fun.
Yes, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Heritage High School, 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4 to 5:30. Doors open at 3. For folks who don't know Heritage, you know, it's a big parking lot over there, so the logistics should be pretty easy. Beautiful afternoon as well.
One significant change, Monday afternoon.
Oh, you're kidding me. Holy cow. You're sure it's Monday? I guess you would know. Yeah, well, I'm glad you corrected me on that.
It's coming in Monday.
Well, holy cow, I'm glad we had this.
All the other stuff is exactly correct.
Except for that one minor detail, right?
Heritage High School, parking lot opens 2:45, doors open at 3, program at 4.
Holy cow.
Myself, Jill Rappella, my running mate, both Kaufmans, Mike and Cynthia.
Nice.
On Itterberg, on and on and on. We've got a great lineup.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. It'll just be a Monday afternoon club instead of a Friday afternoon club.
Yeah, but we'll start the week off right.
Yeah, well, we'll hit this again on Monday because I think people will have a real good time with that. I remember being at a you and Romney deal. When was it? You guys did it over at a Ford dealership, and Joey was younger, but he was so impressed with that. And just came away, you know, very into Romney and very into the whole thing. And so I'm glad you guys are going to be teaming up again.
Well, thank you. It's fun to draw a lot of energy from the crowd, and it looks like we're going to have a great crowd for this. People are really energized about this election and the opportunity that we've got, Dan, to bring back some common sense to Colorado. We're very excited, and it's nice to see folks are as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was mentioning to folks, if they had missed it, the big Washington Post piece this week. There have been a number of national pieces now, you know, talking about the strength of your campaign and the real chance that John Hickenlooper will be defeated in Colorado. And as you predicted, I think we all saw coming, you know, despite Hickenlooper's promise to run a clean race and everything else, you now have all these negative ads being run, you know, ostensibly by other groups. But give me a break. You don't see John Hickenlooper stepping up and saying, no, don't run these. I condemn these. You know, it's just more of his phoniness. But are these taking a toll? Or at this point, do you think the people of Colorado know the real you?
Well, at least from what we can measure so far, they're seeing them for what they are, completely over the top. The most recent one, Dan, you're a lawyer, you understand this. Most recent one essentially accuses me of bank fraud. That's a very, very serious violation. If there was a shred of truth to it, there'd be an FDIC investigation. Somebody would have probably prosecuted and put me behind bars if there was any truth to it whatsoever. Of course, there is none. That doesn't matter to Michael Huttner, who put the ad together, and the Democrat Governors Association, who's paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just implications. But I think people are seeing it as just grossly over the top, and really a pretty sad indictment on the desperation of John Hickenlooper.
It truly, and I'm really hoping here, Bob, that there's a major backfire factor since Hickenlooper, and again, this is me speaking, but I think he's been a phony from day one about who he really is, et cetera. But Hickenlooper, who carves out this image of being above it all and taking the shower to wash away the filth of negative ads, I think there's real potential for a backlash now that that campaign has gone negative. And they may want to get up and say, oh, it's 527s, not us. But I think most folks will get it, you know, and I hopefully Hickenlooper will be blamed for that.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, the stuff that they're implying, directly accusing me of in the ad is just totally false. Couldn't happen, frankly, in a bank sale that is so scrutinized by regulators, multiple exams, total disclosure. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous, the claims. And I wasn't even in the bank. I was in a manager role in the bank, and still they say this. So, yeah, anywhere else in the real world, somebody would be answering for the lies that they perpetrated. This is the crazy world of politics.
No, and it's remarkable more broadly. I mean, the left, the Democratic Party, you know, at this point, it's like the truth means nothing to them. You know, no matter what issue they're talking about, whether they're trying to slime you or slime Corey, it really is like the truth means nothing.
Mike.
Or Mike. Yeah, good point. I saw
Mike
a couple of
well.
Those the other night. Yeah, which is kind of a compliment to Mike.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the wisdom of voters, Dan, and this is what we're bumping into. We went to dinner late last night after a couple of events we had, and we stopped by a restaurant, and three people came up to us and saw us and said, "You got my vote. I sure wish you well." And terrible the things they're trying to say about all you guys, but it was clear they were reading through it. And,
yeah.
You know, desperation is just that. Think about a football team on the field and they're throwing Hail Marys in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Right.
They know they're in big trouble. That's what these are like. It's you know, throwing Hail Marys, and people recognize that's what the team that's behind is doing.
No, that is a great point. Our next governor, Bob Beaupre, our guest. Again, if you want to hang out with Bob and Mitt Romney and Cory Gardner, Mike Kaufman, Cynthia Kaufman, other fine folks, that will be Monday at 4 to 5:30 p.m. Heritage High. Doors open at 3. Bob, it seems to, I would guess, just tell me if I'm wrong in this, but I would guess that you are not getting booed anywhere that you go. Or am I wrong on that?
No, I did actually in one parade, I had a guy turn his thumb down as I walked
by.
It's
some guy's drunk. Give me a break. I know. I'm talking about.
No,
I'm guessing.
I haven't heard a boo.
I'm guessing you haven't gone anywhere where you've been booed so loudly you could not finish your remarks. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. So now what we're talking about is a sitting governor who was booed off the stage at Mile High before the CU-CSU game, couldn't even finish his remarks. So what that suggests to me is that the major drivers in this campaign right now, you know, have deep roots with the people of Colorado. They're seeing this guy Hickenlooper for who he really is. And, you know, he can tell all the lies through his leftist buddies he wants about you in these TV spots. But I don't think that's going to change the arc of this thing. I think people now get it. And that's, you know, it's unscientific. But how often does a major political figure in Colorado get booed off the stage at a football game?
Yeah, not often. And, you know, typically we have great respect for our governors, for all of our elected officials, especially in that kind of a venue. You know, it was quite telling. And
very.
I wasn't there. I wasn't able to be there, but I understand it wasn't subtle.
No.
It was quite direct.
And I think what's going on in Colorado right now is quite direct, and it's not subtle at all. People have figured Hickenlooper out, and I think people... You know, you have been involved so long in Colorado in so many different capacities. I think that people have a well-deserved comfort level with you and trust level with you, and all of these lies I don't think are going to be able to undermine that. But I appreciate your time today, and I do hope folks make it out Monday afternoon. Doors open at 3, 4 to 5:30, Heritage High School in Littleton. It'll be our next governor, Bob Beaupre, Mitt Romney, Jill Rapella, Cory Gardner, Mike Kaufman, Cynthia Kaufman, Wayne Williams, and others. Look forward to it, Bob.
It's going to be a fun day. Thanks, Dan. Thanks very much to your listeners, and look forward to seeing a big crowd there.
Thank you. And I assume the website is at bobbeaupre.com.org. How can folks help?
BeauPrez.com. Yep, BeauPrez.com. BeauPrez.
All right.
BeauPrez.com.
Keep knocking them dead.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
My friend. Have a good weekend, and I'm sure it'll be a very, very busy weekend for our next governor. Glad he straightened that out. I thought this deal was this afternoon. That could have been awkward. My cell phone would have started lighting up around 3. Hey, Dan, nobody here. No, Monday. 3.